we do not have any relationship to disclose, and I'm glad that I got, even though HCV is not technically, is not actually an STD, I'm glad that I got squeezed into STDs to present my data. What we did is we analyzed the local data, the city of Indianapolis, which resides in Marion County, in terms of racial difference in age. We aim to clarify, quantify the racial differences, identify the demographics of these HCV carriers, and then show our trends compared with national level, show the trends in county level, and show the clusters. But what we actually wanted to do is, as you would see in the title, we want to infer to the unidentified HCV cases. So, in Marion County, we have identified from 2005 to 14 roughly around 9,000 cases. Given the population of 900,000 people, this is just a little under 1%. Given that CDC's estimate of HCV cases is 3 billion, which accounts to 1% of United States, we still see STDs coming in strongly. I'll show you data later on. That means there is some room to identify these people. And identifying why is important. This disease, if it's left untreated in the coming decades, will increase the cirrhosis and then the hepatocellular carcinoma rates significantly. We got our data 2009-13, 5 years of data from Marion County. That accounted to 4,000 cases. And all the cases were HCV antibody positives. Not actually, some of them might have been carriers, some of them are disease-free, but have had HCV in the past. And we looked at year, gender, and age, and zip code. So we got relatively a simple data set, and I'll show you what we did with it and what can be done. This is no, in Indianapolis, this is not, it's no different than any other Midwestern city, so this could be applied to other cities as well. We did some chi-square analysis, simple analysis. We looked at the relative risks, confidence intervals of them. We did a small relative risk strength analysis, and we also compared our results with enhanced data set just to see how well are they set to the golden reference, which is a really good reference set. This is what we saw initially, and we quickly looked at the divide this into racial differences and saw that race is a significant factor in the distribution. As you could see, the whites shown in white are significantly sloping to the left, and the African Americans are to the right, to the older side. This is our demographic view of Indianapolis or Marion County. We had to adjust the rates according to this. As you see, there's a significant difference among the populations. Our populations, 52% female, blacks 28%. When compared to our HCV populations, the difference was significant. We had less female versus a lot of African Americans. This is our 2009 data. I don't want you to read too much into the numbers. I'm trying to give you an overall perspective, but here's what you're gonna get out of this. Look at the numbers and look at the year and look at the trends. The trend is constant. I mean, it's not diminishing, it's constant over there. When we look at the rates ratios, these are very lining on top of each other. And the numbers are very similar to each other too. That means we're sampling from a group and still are not making a dent. That means we have a relatively large group that we sample from. To understand what the trends in hepatitis C, I think the best way to show it is to, the best way to show it is understand the incidence of hepatitis C. This is CDC's estimates. And if you looked at it in 1992, we realized that we had a lot of hepatitis C going on. And we had a lot of hepatitis C in the blood centers that where we transfused and distributed this disease. Immediately, this stopped and everything was tested, and the incidence of disease significantly came down, and we got to a real low level in 2000s. And then the recent increase is from the drug users, people who use drugs, we had a recent increase. But as any chronic disease, and because we do not have, we didn't have a significant treatment for this, this chronic disease moved over time. This is the ENHANCE data set, and we looked at the ENHANCE data over time from 1990s to 2012. And if you look at the ENHANCE data set, the numbers are lower than us, but this is a golden set. If you look at it, as time moves on, these people move on too. So the chronic, these people are carrying this disease with them since the 1990s. The people that you see around age 50, 60, they have been with the disease at least 20 to 30 years. They have the high risk of getting hepatocellular carcinoma, up to 5-6%. This has been shown, and this is a really nice reference for in terms of hepatitis C. Armstrong did a good review in 2006 and showed the ENHANCE data sets comparisons between 1988 and 1994. He showed this shift going on, but also he actually, to make this shift into aggregate into one large data set, he changed the graphic point of view to from age to the birth dates. So when you change that, all this shifting comes into one lab, and you can infer to the birth dates instead of age, which increases your sample. That's what we did with our sample too. The top is the shift birth date reference graph, and the below is our local Marin County graph. If you look at the baby boomers, the CDC suggested a group that the high prevalence rate, our graphs looks really similar. Our data is a little later on, which is an accumulation of 5 years. The other one is close to maybe up until now is 15, 10 years. You would see less people in the older ages. That's kind of expected, but you will also see you will also notice that in our group we have significant higher white population, which I will show you later on. But that's the main difference. But this gives some confidence to us that our data set, which is based on diagnosis of HCV through clinics, is a good data set compared to when we compare it to the golden reference, which is a true prevalence of the HCV done by ENHANCE group. When we divide our distribution into two, we are looking at baby boomers, which CDC targets. CDC suggests to sample without any other criteria, directly test these people. If you look at from 1945 to 65, the peak resides in the African Americans. The capture is correct, but the whites, if you shift the white population 5 years earlier, you would get an 8% increase. If you add 5 more years earlier to the African American, you will get another 10% increase. If you move to the other right, you will get a moderate 4% increase. CDC's actually, we saw this trend, especially for whites in the ENHANCE data set. I'm not suggesting that we should change everything, but adjusting to the local levels might help you greatly targeting these people. Again, this is our data when you ignore the age groups. If you ignore them, you will see that African Americans is around 1.4 more likely to carry HCV positive. But if you look rate ratios by the ages, you see a distinct pattern. This pattern is this. The dotted line is rate ratio number one, where the races are equal to each other. You notice that in the younger ages, it dips down under one, which means that it's more prevalent in the whites compared to African Americans. Then it switches around 30 to 40, 45, and switches to being more prevalent in the African American side. This contrast gives us a very interesting exponential graph. If you take the log of it, it makes a perfect line, which suggests that on average, the rate ratios are improving on twofold from one decade to another. We also looked at the gender distribution too. As you may have known, HCV is more prevalent in males than females. But we noticed that in the younger groups, there's a significant increase, especially in the white young female group. This accounts for our clusters that we found in our local HCV groups. This is the rate ratio comparison of our county versus the U.S. national graph. We added the confidence intervals. If you look at the older generation, the baby boomers, those pretty much align to each other. We don't see too much difference. But if you look to the younger generation, we have a dip in our county, and hence say that even though these low numbers cannot differentiate much the rates among the races, it's hovering around one. So we are in our county, or Indiana, which is known for the epidemic of drug use, shows the strength in our data. What does this all mean? So I throw you a lot of numbers, but what can we do this with in practicality? If you map these, as I mentioned, we have zip codes for it. If you map these by zip codes, if you look at whites versus blacks, everybody's centered in the downtown area. Why? These people have low socioeconomic status. There's a significant portion of them that resides in shelters in downtown, churches in downtown, correction facilities. And we do scan these. There's a high chance of getting diagnosing these people. That's why we see these more here. What if we did a rate ratio map? A rate ratio map contrasts the races, and then you would see a clustering going on. That's like an interesting cluster that happened on the downside, but if you could see, you could see a few clusters. But applying what we know about the age differences, if we look at age over 45 and contrast it with blacks versus whites, you will see that different areas are lighting up and showing clusters. So these are the places where African Americans over age 45 are more prevalent. This is where you're going to be finding them. If you reverse it and look under age 18 to 45, and reverse the rate ratio to whites, and then you see different areas light up. Those are where the whites are more prevalent, especially in the younger ages. Also, everybody's mentioned that we had a significant HIV outbreak in Indiana. I would like to show you that 85%, 5 in 6 of these people had HCV, were HCV positive. So finding these people would also help finding HIV, or finding HIV will also help HCV detection. These are comorbid diseases. Why do we care? Why is it important to find these people? To find these people, this is the first bottleneck. you won't be able to treat them unless you don't know where they are and who they are. To overcome this bottleneck, this is the first step that we should do. Once we identify, once we get more sample of them, then we can initiate the treatment, eventually get the hurdle of the policy problems and issues, and then get treat them. In conclusion, this is a relative data set, relatively simple data set that many local public health or states can do. We saw the significant higher African American rates in the baby boomer ages. We saw that maybe moving white risk group to an early age group would increase our sampling better. And then we saw that it's showing the new young white groups with HCV incidence. I'm not saying that public health is not aware of this, but showing a bigger perspective would help public health, state, and other policymakers with planning, calculations, addressing this issue, and will give a really good perspective. It's also local diagnosis data that says this is a good data set to infer to the hidden population. And we show person, place, and time, where these people are, where they're going to be, and who these are. And that hopefully finally will help us find the unidentified people. I would like to thank Marin County, the Public Health Department, Tammy, who is here with me today, Kent, and Dr. Gibson, AHRQ project, which is funding my education as well as initiate this research, my team, Dr. Dixon and Dr. Granis. And I also would like to thank Dr. Swanson, who has been elemental in my education.